on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold, that's a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's Andy Priscilla, and this is the show for the realists saying goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern society. And welcome to motherfucking reality, guys. Today we have Andy and DJ.
Cruise the motherfucking internet.
That's what we're going to do. That's DJ there.
Hello, children.
Yeah. And we're going to cruise the internet. That's what CTI stands for. We're going to put topics on the screen. We're going to speculate on what's true, on what's not true. And then we're going to talk about what we, the people, need to do to solve some of this boosha that's going on in society. Now, I'm not going to do the whole intro because you need to go back and listen to yesterday. You get the whole intro. I'm just going to get right into it. Now, we do have a fee for the show. You're going to notice something about the show. If this is your first time listening, we don't run ads on the show. I don't want to answer to people. I want to keep it real. I don't want them telling me what I can and can't say. And so I'm making you a deal. All right. And the deal is this. I don't waste 30 minutes of your time running ads. And then in exchange, you share the show to your friends and bring us some new listeners. If every single listener brought us one new listener, we'd have double the amount of listeners. That would be cool, right? Especially for the amount of work that we put in to do this show. That'd be fucking cool. The amount of value that we deliver. You know, I do two Q&AFs a week, sometimes three personal development shows a week, where I share 25 years of business experience that I could charge way more money than any of these other dumbasses out here. I give it to you for free. All right. So that's the deal. Pay the fee. Don't be a hoe.
Share the show.
All right.
Hey.
Well, so I mean that too, man. Bring me one friend. That's the mission. The mission is this. And you better accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and get me one new listener, each of you. That way it'll grow our little community by double and we'll fucking have twice as much power.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then we could beat the tyrants.
It's the only way it'll work.
Yeah. We got to change the culture to beat the tyrants.
That's it.
Yeah. We change the culture one person at a time.
Bring a friend. Let's add them to the list.
Yeah. They could be right there next to all the rest of us on the list.
Yeah.
All right.
It's actually a beautiful thing, man. I know a lot of people probably still get, you know, man, like I had this friend and, you know, when I started, you know, sharing stuff, like they stopped talking to me and stuff. But like, bro, by now, they'll probably be sending you shit now. Yeah. At least that's how it goes for me, bro. Yeah. Like all those people that like,
yeah,
you know, like they're sending me the shit now.
Yeah, that's because they're just figuring it out and they're like, oh, dude, check it out. It's yeah. like, yeah, motherfucker.
Saw that 2 years ago.
Yeah, we've been trying to tell you.
It's still great, though.
And it's great. And it's I appreciate
needed.
It. But
and it's needed.
Yeah.
It's needed. We got to have that. But yeah, anything going on new before we get to it? You good? How you feeling? Living la vida loca?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Living that crazy life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything new. I'm just training.
Yeah?
Doing the thing, running the businesses, you know, being a real entrepreneur. You know, the kind they actually write books about and mm-hmm. tell the American dream story. Not the other kind that populates the internet, which is yeah. the kind that end up on American Greed. You know? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I am a real entrepreneur. I'm doing real entrepreneur stuff. I'm not selling people on bullshit.
Just doing the do.
Yeah, shit takes time. So I'm up here every day cranking away.
I love that, man.
Yeah, talking shit to the internet.
That's how it goes.
On the show, I like that.
Yeah, that's been great. And yeah. we got some shit to talk about today.
Yeah, there's you never seen we'll that meme? There. It's like, what do grown men do instead of going to therapy? And it says, start a podcast. Well, yeah. that's fuck. They're talking about us.
It's a therapy session?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. All right, sweet. Well, guys, hope you guys had a great weekend and a great start to your week. It's Tuesday. So let's get into this cruise.
Dude, did you see that meme that Eric Schmidt shared that it was an announcement from the White House in August of 2021 that said, if you're fully vaccinated, you're now allowed to go outside.
Oh, fuck.
Like, dude, I don't think people remember
how bad
this shit was and how tyrannical and crazy it was and how harmful it was to relationships, to the economy, yeah. to people's health,
too, bro,
to people's
like
families.
It wasn't like it was just one fucking day. Like, bro, this was 2 years
yeah.
of bullshit.
Yeah. So they can fucking steal all your money. Now they're
allowed.
Now, yeah.
Allowed to go outside.
Now you got these fuckers trying to pass a 44% capital gains tax on top of the 60% death tax that they have. Okay, so do you know what that means? That means that you work your whole life, and along the way, you pay 40% income plus another 20 or 30 to the state, right? Mm-hmm. When you add it all up. Then, if you build something, which is hard to do because of how much they fucking take from you on that side of it, if you happen to build something, then when you sell it, you got to pay them 44%. Okay? Then, when you die, you got to give them 60% if you don't have a will set up or a trust set up.
Whatever's left.
Yeah, people don't understand this, bro. Fuck. That makes the government your fucking partner in life, no matter what you do. No matter what you do.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people don't understand taxes, bro. That's why they don't teach it to you in school.
And get better odds just getting a fucking divorce.
Bro, listen, dude. It's 98% of people do not understand taxes. They don't understand it.
They don't get it, yeah. Yeah.
If they understood it, bro, they'd realize, holy shit, dude, I'm getting fucked. Like, dude, imagine that. You work your whole life to sell a business, and then they fucking take 44% of it when you sell it?
That's insane.
Dude, it's fucking communism, bro.
That's insane.
The whole system has to be completely redone or burnt down and rebuilt. Like, it's so big, it's so bloated, it's so corrupt that there's really no correcting it, because the people who make the laws that are there are going to always make laws that are in their favor. They're not going to make laws that are favorable to the community and the people that they serve. Mm-hmm. This is no longer a government that serves the people. And that's just a fact of the statistics.
Yeah. And then they've learned to turn that and use that on the people. And like, yeah, you incentivize certain behaviors to get more of those behaviors. And then those people then vote so that way they can keep the fucking incentives.
Bro, listen. So you make $100,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They print, they tax you. Okay. So you pay them half your money.
Yeah. They're getting about 50.
More than 50 when you add it all up, but we'll just say 50. So you're left with $50,000. All the while they're printing money at will, which is causing inflation, which means that your 50 grand is worth less and less and less and less and less. So for us to protect ourselves from that, we have to buy assets, real estate, gold, your business, right? That helps you escape the inflation. And then when you escape the inflation, then they raise the capital gains tax so that when you sell your assets, you got to pay them 44%, which makes it impossible for them not to steal from you. They are stealing from you every fucking day. And most people, because they're ignorant to the way that things actually work, they don't understand it. They just go to the store. They're like, fuck, everything's so expensive. Yeah, because you keep voting for these fucks that are taking all your fucking buying power and your wealth. They've got a scam figured out that you can't figure out because you're ignorant. You're watching Netflix. You're fucking watching football.
Yeah, they got you focused on everything.
You're fucking
else.
On Instagram, bro. Yeah. Like, dude, you're not paying attention. And dude, and then they get you to vote for fucking abortion. They get you all emotionally stirred up about abortion because they don't want you to understand how they're stealing your money so that you don't vote for that and fucking change it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and now we're to a point where we don't even know how much our votes even fucking matter, because every single motherfucker that goes to Washington, D.C. is in it for themselves, bro, with the exception of a very, very, very small minority.
Yeah.
The people in Washington, D.C. have to be replaced by patriots that are going to pass real laws that put restrictions on what these people can and can't do. They shouldn't be getting wealthy when they're in fucking Washington, D.C., bro. That's like saying a soldier that serves in the military should come back worth $100 million. That's a better case than fucking those motherfuckers.
Yeah. Especially when the base salary is like, you know, what is the top off at? It's like 150 grand, I think.
Where?
For congressmen and women.
I don't know.
It's it's like 135, I think. I think it's like the top out.
Yeah, every single one of them magically fucking makes the perfect fucking stock trades.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's complete bullshit.
Bro, man. we need a real fucking realignment of this country. And there's only two ways to do it. One, if our votes still count, which we're not sure that they do, to vote in actual patriots that are going to fucking do what they say and then hold them to the fucking fire to do it. Or two, there's going to be a revolution at some point because they're taxing us to literal fucking slavery. We're tax slaves in this country, dude. We work for the government more than we work for ourselves. And that is not some bullshit. That's statistical fucking facts. Statistical facts. We work and pay more of our money to these fucks that are supposed to serve us than we get to keep. That is fucking wrong. And every single human being in this country, Democrat, Republican, that should be your absolute number one priority for whatever's happening with the government. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But it's not, because they allow people to vote that don't put into the kitty. They allow people to vote that don't pay any taxes. They allow people to vote now that may not even be a citizen. So they're voting for you to get taxed more. You, the hardworking American who does what they're supposed to do, they're voting for you to give them their fucking lifestyle on your motherfucking back. The whole while they're screaming about capitalism being bad because the people make money off the backs of employees, and they're fucking crying because they want your shit. They can't. That is that not? Can we not see the hypocrisy in that? It's fucking bullshit, dude.
It's insane. It's insane, guys. Jump in on this conversation. Let us know down in the comments what you guys thought.
Yeah, you better say fuck taxes.
2%, man. 2%.
We listen, dude. We really don't even need to pay taxes, because private industries and private citizens, if they were not taxed, would take care of the fucking problems. There would be companies that would build roads that your community would gather up the funds to pay for. How the fuck does shit get done amongst the community now when someone's sick? Oh, we have a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Well, but Andy, like, you know, you're saying no taxes. Like, has that ever been tried anywhere? Does that work anywhere?
As far as income tax, we didn't have income tax till fucking 1913.
Yeah, and Dubai doesn't do it.
Dude, there's lots of places that don't do it. So, dude, like, these people are robbing you, and you're sitting there arguing about fucking abortion. Mm-hmm. Because they want you to. You're arguing about racism because they want you to, while they stick their hands in your motherfucking pockets.
Yeah. Guys, jump down on this conversation. Let us know what you guys think. But that being said, man, let's get into it. You want a dumbass of the day? I got one.
Okay.
Yeah, dumbass of the day goes to Gavin Newsom.
Oh, shocking.
Shocking. Headline reads, oops. Gavin Newsom asks social media users to help design new California coin, and it blows up in his face. So he put a fucking poll out. He put a post out, this tweet reads, calling all members of the tortured coin designers department, California is getting its own $1 coin to honor innovation, slated to be issued in 2026, and we need your help. What is a California innovation you'd like to see featured on the coin? Send ideas to coinsubmissions@gov.ca.gov.
Well, hold on. Before we even get into this, why does it matter if they make a $1 coin if you can just walk in and steal whatever you want up to $997? If you can walk in, take whatever the fuck you want out of any store five times a day, you can go to one store, then another store, then another store, and take $1,000 worth of shit without being prosecuted, why the fuck do you need money?
No, they want.
I understand what they want to do. Yeah. I'm just making an excess point.
Doesn't even make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, let's look at some of these submissions.
Yeah, it's probably like streets full of shit. Yeah, exactly. How'd I guess?
Bro, people are tagging it. Like, they have gotten tens of thousands of submissions like this.
Yeah.
There's submissions like this. I like the mask one, personally.
Yeah.
And Newsom, we trust. Fuck. Golden State,
yeah.
Tents.
Yeah, and dude, they're talking about running this dude for fucking president. For
fucking president.
You think,
man,
anybody in this motherfucking country wants their fucking area to look like California?
Bro.
Why do California people have this elitist fucking thing? Like, they live in some fucking paradise and everybody else is just a dumbass.
Like they're unaware, like, looking around.
Bro, it's you guys.
We stepped over shit when we went to California.
That was 3 years ago. What do you think it's like now?
Oh, fuck, I couldn't imagine.
while he eats at his fucking restaurant and makes fucking millions of dollars. Dude's a fucking piece of shit.
Piece of shit, dumbass.
Not only that, bro, you ever watched him debate? He makes up shit and then follows it up.
He makes it look good.
No. He goes like,
he makes it look good.
Dude, he says this shit that he makes up out of the, and then he just looks in the camera and he goes, and that is a fact.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact when it is not a fact. And dumb motherfuckers that don't know the facts believe this guy because he's so confident when he says it.
Bro, he's good at it. You got to give him that. I give him that. Like when they ask him about the fucking tents that he put up or the fences that he put up. Yeah, we put up fences. It just kept it moving like, bro, wait. You blocked off the whole city for China, bro. Like, yeah, we did. Just kept it moving. I give him that. He's a little tactful, man. But fuck, man.
You want your state to look like that? Then fucking vote for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's worse than Biden, bro. Worse than Biden.
What's your favorite coin?
None of them.
The toilet's pretty nice.
I like the coin that shows California breaking off in an earthquake and sinking into the ocean. They got that one? They got that one?
Here we should. Yeah. Let's make a submission.
Yeah.
We'll have Syed come up with a design. We'll submit it. Break it off. All right, guys.
Bro, I say we give... I say, dude, listen, there's enough room in California for all the fucking leftists to go. How about
I think that's too much room.
No, just have it. It's the best real estate in the country. You guys can have it. Fuck off.
Let's just give them like East St. Louis, bro.
No. And they can have their own country. It could be called Commifornia, whatever the fuck they want to call it. No, listen. You're not listening to me. And then we will attack it, and we will conquer it and take it back. So that way we don't got to negotiate with these fucks no more.
Yeah.
No, we conquered your land.
Yeah.
Oh, you colonized. Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, we did. That's how the world works. It's called conquering.
Yeah. Hey, every single country, man, has been conquered.
Yeah.
At some point.
This one's about to.
I think we have. Yeah. Guys, jump in on this conversation down in the comments. Let us know what you guys think. With that being said, let's get into our headlines. Number one, remember, if you guys want to see any of these headlines, go to andyfrisella.com. You guys can check them out there. Headline number one reads, U.S. and Ukraine have started work on security agreement, Zelensky says. This is an interesting topic coming up that could have some major implications here in the very near future. So, allegedly, Kyiv and the Ukrainian administration, they have just signed several 10-year security agreements with NATO countries that outlined long-term Western support for Ukraine in the face of a Russian invasion now in its third year. Quote, our teams, Ukraine and the United States, have started working on a bilateral security agreement, Zelensky said in his evening address on social media, adding that it could be a, quote, truly exemplary deal. The agreements signed so far, including with Britain, France, and Germany, are not mutual defense pacts, but have symbolic importance as a show of commitment by the West to support Kyiv militarily, politically, and financially for years to come. Zelensky had a telephone call with U.S. President Joe Biden earlier on Monday after the U.S. Congress advanced a long-stalled package of military aid for Kyiv over the weekend. The Ukrainian leader said after the call that, quote, all the dots have been dotted in the agreements on ATACMS, or the Army Tactical Missile Systems for Ukraine. The longer-range missiles, which have a maximum range of around 300 kilometers or 190 miles, depending on the ammunition supplied, were first delivered to Ukraine last year, and what both sides said would be a boost to Kyiv's battle capabilities. Now, a 10-year deal, a 10-year commitment, not like 7 more years, 10 years, no, like 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
After
10,
today.
Like 7, 8, 9, 10.
10 years. 10 fucking years of a commitment. Now, like, here's my concern before, because I got something else that I think is actually pretty cool about all of this. Here's my concern. You know, why sign something? Why put something in if you were truly worried? I mean, the dude has, what, you know, less than a couple of months left in office? Talking about Biden here. Why would you put together a 10-year bill knowing if you knew that it would get just reversed the moment you
leave? Because they think they're going to win, bro. They're going to win.
Is that thinking that they're going to win, or is this confidence?
Bro, they believe that they are showing the same level of confidence that they showed in 2020.
Yeah.
That they know that they are going to win, which should be a huge red flag for everyone. They know.
Bro.
They already know what they're going to do.
That, like, I saw that. Like,
bro, the fact that we're doing that, any of this fucked up shit or fuckery is allowed at all by the citizens is insane. These people are supposed to represent us and represent our will. And instead, they decide that they're just going to do whatever they want to do, no matter what we think, no matter what we say, and they're going to rig the game and they're going to stay in power. Like, dude, that is the definition of a tyrannical government. That is what they wrote in the Constitution about. That is our responsibility to dissolve that kind of government. It's written in the fucking founding documents of this country.
Yeah. Enemies of the state, man. Enemies.
Foreign or domestic.
Now, here's the cool thing about all of this. This headline comes out, and I do, you know, like I said, it's important to, you know, we talk about good shit. We talk about, you know, good Americans, great Americans, specifically even those that are in our political landscape in this country. This headline I thought was pretty cool. The story headline reads, "This Congresswoman was born and raised in Ukraine. She just voted against aid for her homeland."
Yeah, she knows they're fucking stealing it.
So, and this is coming out of Indiana. So U.S. Representative Victoria Spartz, the first and only Ukrainian-born member of Congress, emerged early on as a natural advocate for supporting her native country in its war with Russia. But when $61 billion in additional support for the war effort came up for a vote in the House recently, she voted against it. Instead, she has called for better oversight of U.S. funds and opposed giving, quote, blank checks to the Ukrainian cause. She says U.S. border security should be a bigger priority. That puts her more in line with conservative House Republicans and more notably with voters in her deeply conservative Central Indiana congressional district. She's locked in a tough reelection fight in the May 7th GOP primary, made all the more complicated by her public announcement more than a year ago that she wouldn't seek another term, a decision she later reversed. Now, the aid package, part of a larger bill that also included assistance for Israel, Taiwan, and other global hotspots, was approved by the House on April 20th. The Senate on Tuesday and signed into law by President Joe Biden on Wednesday. Spartz said she is, quote, kind of appalled at the notion that her heritage should dictate support for the Ukrainian cause if she feels the money would be wasted. Quote, "My responsibility is the protection of American people," she said during a recent interview. Spartz spoke at an event hosted by the Hamilton County GOP at a community center in Sheridan, Indiana, a town of a few thousand people. The event in a hall just off the town's main street was attended by 8 of the 9 GOP primary candidates who were able to make their case to voters and county Republican officials one at a time during a meet and greet that also included short speeches by the candidates. So I thought that was just cool, you know, to see some, because bro,
yeah,
like,
yeah, where's she been the whole time?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we talk about these people flipping. She's a Democrat. She's a registered Democrat.
Is she flipping, or does she have a fucking primary coming up on May 7th?
That's a good point.
She ain't fucking flipping, bro. She's acting in her own interest like all these fucks do.
Okay. All right.
I mean, yeah, this ain't fucking nothing. Yeah. This is her pandering instead of serving.
Mm. Go on with the wind, whichever way the wind
blows. Yeah, that's all these people do.
Mm.
They're fucking preservationists.
Yeah, right at the last minute. Yep. All right. I mean, listen, there's
she can hey, listen, here's what I'll tell you. She can fuck off with all the rest of them. How about that? The fuck out of here.
It's been done before.
It needs to be done again. I'm getting pissed, bro. I'm starting to get pissed off. I know a lot of America is too. These people are rogue. They're running unabated with our money on our backs and telling us that we're shit and we don't know what the fuck we're doing and that inflation is our fault. And we're all, like, bro, it's totally abusive the way that they treat the people they're supposed to serve. And if we're going to have a country, if we're ever going to have the United States of America represent anything like what it's supposed to represent, every single one of these motherfuckers, with the exception of maybe 2 or 3 or 5, gotta go. They gotta go. And the American people have to get smart about the election process. They got to get smart about lower level elections. They got to get smart about their community. And without that understanding, and that's assuming that the game isn't completely rigged, because these people are so arrogant and overly confident considering they're getting their ass beat everywhere and everybody's pissed off about them. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So what do they know that you don't know and I don't know? Because I guarantee you it's something.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, jump in on this conversation. Let us know what you guys think down in the comments. 10-year bill. Let us know. With that being said, let's go check out some of the comments. Sweet. I got some good ones for you.
Okay.
I got some good ones for you. This first one, comes from at Character Matters. He puts the trophy emoji. Says, this is for DJ. I am not DJ as far as you know.
Is that Ian Smith?
It looks like. I thought that was Ian Smith.
Ian's got a little bit more hair than that guy.
Yeah. And well, I think this guy, it looks a little bit meaner.
I don't know. Ian looks pretty mean when he got that mean look.
This guy looks mean. I mean, look at the like the eyebrow, like in the middle.
Well, clearly he's a good guy. He listens to the show.
Character Matters.
That's right.
He's passing all trophies.
I like his beard.
All right. Now time
I think
to
looks badass.
Yeah. Yeah. Character Matters. You.
You're the fucking man.
I appreciate you.
Except that's my trophy though. Otherwise, you're the man.
All right.
Character Matters.
Fair enough. That's fine. All right. Time to destroy some people. I got some for you.
All right.
This comment comes from London Mace One. Oh, buddy. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
So he writes this comment. He says, ha, 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 ha. You're so right wing. It's not even funny.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm like, let's see who this is. I did a little digging.
Well, hold on. Should I comment now?
Sure, go for it. Well,
first of all, dude, there's nothing wrong with being right-wing.
What's the problem?
Hold on. You guys think that you could be left-wing and everybody else is a fucking piece of shit because they're right-wing? Ha, 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 you're so left-wing, douchebag. How about that? Like, is that a fucking insult? You see what I'm saying? Like, you motherfuckers don't even know how to insult anybody. You can't meme. You're not funny. You don't have any sense of humor. You look like shit. You fucking stink. You dress like shit. You don't make any money. You don't put anything into the economy. And all you do is talk your fake intellectual shit while you eat Hot Pockets in your mom's fucking basement. Ha 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 ha. Fuckhead.
He fucking definitely ate Hot Pockets.
Yeah, fucking douchebag. This is the guy that screams about capitalism while he wants to take your fucking money for himself without doing anything. Fuck out of here, clown.
You got a Tesla truck.
You're so right wing. Good one. And secondly, turd, I'm not fucking right wing. I have very social, very left liberal social views.
Yeah.
I'm a pro-choice guy. I'm fucking for a lot of the shit that, you know, social, I don't give a fuck about social things outside of fucking with our kids and putting, you know, suck dick books in their school system or letting them have hormones or all this shit. Outside of that, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Run through the field in your rainbow jumpsuit and eat some mushrooms. Oh, look, you're already doing that. Fucking dude, look, this is the guy that sits at the fucking bar and you're sitting there minding our own business. Me and you are having a discussion and he fucking chimes in with some dumb shit. And then we end up having to beat the fuck out of him.
Beat his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. London.
This is the guy.
London.
Oh, you don't really know what you're talking about. They can't make an argument. They can't ever argue on anything fucking, any position or any like statistical reality. Go suck a dick.
Too late.
Yeah, no shit.
He's also into theater.
Shocking.
I got a little something.
Let's see.
You want to indulge?
Yes. The different kind of spirit, so it's right. Is that him?
Yeah. The murderer am I.
Well, thanks, goodbye. That's him in the front there to say?
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Oh, he's pretty good. I give credit where it's due. I give credit where it's due. See, you're good at that. You're not good at having opinions on fucking current events. Mm-hmm. Stick to what the fuck you're good at. I'll come to your show. I'll eat some popcorn. I'll drink a beer. I'll clap at the end. Let me do what the fuck I do and fuck right off. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love how these fucking assholes think that calling someone right wing in today's age, where the Overton window has shifted totally to communism, is a bad thing. Bro, all your fucking friends from 10 years ago that were fucking Democrats are now quote unquote right wing. Everything you don't agree with is far right. Imagine having the only argument that you could ever fucking have about someone is like trying to make fun of them and call them far right because they don't agree that little kids should be sexualized in school. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Fucking turd. Put some deodorant on. Listen, bro, don't fuck with me. I'll fucking roast you. I'm just telling you that right now. And if I don't roast you, my people will roast you.
Yeah.
And you're an easy target, brother.
Bro, it was not hard.
Yeah.
Not hard at all. Fuck.
Stick
all right.
to theater. You're good at that, bro.
I mean,
you know, I pay tickets to see that. You're a good singer, got some good pipes.
You would pay for that?
I will go see that. It looks like he's pretty good. Hey, bro, I'm fair.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it fair.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you motherfucking did theater. What the fuck are you talking
where
about?
Where you want
to go? You did it. You danced in the Muni.
Where you want to go?
That's in fucking England or something, bro.
No, it's here.
Where?
It's here. It's not like St. Louis.
There's nobody in the United States that looks like that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, he's here.
No. That guy's in fucking in London
uh-huh.
in basement watching Star Wars. Yeah. Star Wars is cool except for when you make it your fucking identity. How many Star Wars action figures does
Vegas.
This guy have?
He's in Vegas.
He has all of them, bro. He's got the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I think he's in Vegas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he thinks he's somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. In a mushroom field. Yeah. I'll give him this. He's got a look.
It's something.
He looks like he needs a shower. Talk shit on me, motherfuckers. I fucking own you.
He's got a look.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Well, we needed that. Let's keep. The murderer
am I. Well, thanks, goodbye. Hey, bro. I think that's fucking.
It was a little flat. It was a little flat.
No, that's good. I couldn't do that.
The E was a little flat.
All right. Well, you're a good singer. But he's a good singer, too.
Yeah. Stick to that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I'm saying about this right-wing shit?
It's annoying.
Like,
it's
you know
annoying.
What I like, though, on TikTok is the big insult now has become all the kids calling the other kids liberals, and they get so pissed off.
Oh, bro, they get...
They're see, all fucking thing. Liberal.
You call them left-wing. It's a fucking... Like,
no. I'm saying, like...
They
in
cry
high,
when they get called.
Listen,
it.
Bro, Gen Z and high school kids are fucking switching it up, bro.
Yep.
And now the big insult is like... You fucking liberal or you libtard?
I'm not a fucking liberal.
Yeah, that's right. They freaked the fuck out. So like, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, fuck.
You don't agree with me? You're far right. Whatever the fuck you want to call me, man. I don't give a shit. I really don't.
Far from gay.
Fuck.
Oh, guys, we appreciate you for being real ass fans. Even the ones that hate us. You're still our fans.
Well, look. At least we got talented haters.
That's true. I'll give them that. I really don't know what this is, though. Yeah, I don't know what we were trying to accomplish here. Guys, we appreciate you guys for being real ass fans. Let's get back to it. Headline number two. This is full circle here. All right. It's been a minute. Full circle jerk. All right.
Just how our fucking buddy over here liked him. His little rainbow outfit. His fucking rainbow romper with the footsies in him.
Yeah. This is
that's not suspect.
This is a full circle jerk, man. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad we're here. This is a new one. This is big. Headline number two reads:
it's a big circle jerk.
AstraZeneca admits its COVID vaccine can cause rare side effect in court documents for first time. This is a big deal.
I wonder if all the people that got Team AstraZeneca tattooed on their fucking arms. A little Band-Aid, are regretting their decisions at this point in time.
Yeah, this is a big deal, dude. This is the first...
Bro, remember when Robert Malone came out and said mass formation psychosis?
Mm-hmm.
Now do you see what he was talking about? Mm-hmm. Like, all you fuckers that were like, oh, that's fucking crazy. No, you're crazy. And there was a few, there was like a bunch of us that were like, bro, you guys are fucked up. What the fuck are you talking about? You've lost your goddamn mind. And you're like, you lost your mind. It's like, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right wing?
Yeah. Fucking right winger. Bro, at least I'm not walking around.
At least I'm not a right armor.
At least I'm not walking around with some AstraZeneca tattoo saying, with a date on it, saying when I was vaccinated. Oh. Fuck. Bro, remember like people were putting fully vaccinated in their fucking Instagram bios?
Oh, bro, the pictures, the profile picture.
You bro, can get you motherfuckers got to fucking. Now you got to sit there and worry about fucking what's going to happen to you.
Now you got
to
worry about an RIP bio.
That's bad, bro. I feel bad for those people. They didn't have any sympathy for us, but I can't imagine walking through world knowing that you could just get fucking zapped for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, but yeah, this is a big deal, man. The first pharmaceutical company that has come out. Now, I like to call this what I think people call a domino effect, right? Like, this is the first domino that has fallen. It is in open court documents at this. Like, right now, they have admitted it. Their vaccine has, in fact, caused these really, really bad side
caused
effects.
Deaths.
Yeah, yeah.
Caused deaths and serious injury. Pharmaceutical giant being sued in class action over claims its vaccine caused death and serious injury in dozens of cases. No, hundreds of thousands of cases, which will be discovered in this lawsuit.
Yeah, this is just the people that are actually like in the class action.
This is just the tip of the circle jerk.
Tip of the circle jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. AstraZeneca has admitted for the first time in court documents that its COVID vaccine can cause a rare side effect and an apparent about turn that could pave the way for a multi-million pound legal payout. Now, this is being challenged in the UK right now. The pharmaceutical giant is being sued in a class action over claims that its vaccine developed with the University of Oxford caused death and serious injury in dozens of cases. Lawyers argue the vaccine produced a side effect, which has had a devastating effect on a small number of families. The first case was lodged last year by Jamie Scott, a father of two who was left with a permanent brain injury after developing a blood clot and a bleed on the brain that has prevented him from working after he received the vaccine in April of 2021. The hospital called his wife three times to tell her husband was going to die. AstraZeneca is contesting the claims, but has accepted in a legal document submitted to the High Court in February that its COVID vaccine, quote, can in very rare cases cause TTS. TTS, which stands for thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, causes people to have blood clots and a low blood platelet count. 51 cases have been lodged in the High Court, with victims and grieving relatives seeking damages estimated to be worth up to $100 million. AstraZeneca's admission, made in a legal defense to Mr. Scott's High Court claim, follows intense legal wrangling. It could lead to payouts if the drug firm accepts the vaccine was the cause of serious illness and death in specific legal cases. Now, the government has pledged to underwrite AstraZeneca's legal bills. That's the interesting part, right? That little piece right there.
The government has pledged to underwrite AstraZeneca's legal bills.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Why would the government say that they're going to foot the bill for whatever? Oh.
Because they probably forced them to do it.
Because they were the ones forcing everybody to fucking take them.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I know the UK laws are a little bit different, right? Like, here in the US, there's, very limited liability that our pharmaceutical companies have, right? They can make whatever and put it down, especially with that emergency use authorization. I'm not an expert in UK law. Don't want to pretend to be. But that is an interesting piece of this case here. In a letter a response in May 2023, AstraZeneca told lawyers for Scott that, quote, we do not accept that TTS is caused by the vaccine at a generic level. But in the legal document submitted to High Court in February, AstraZeneca said, quote, it is admitted that the AZ vaccine can, in very rare cases, cause TTS. The causal mechanism is not known. Further, TTS can also occur in the absence of the AZ vaccine or any vaccine. Causation in any individual case will be a matter for expert advice. So that's happening. That's a big deal. Now, It also made me think of this, and I saw this, and it's like, it's so funny when these things happen. Do you remember Alex Navalny, right? The Russian dissident that was reportedly, he died suddenly, right, in Russian prison, right? And everybody came out, and it was like, oh, no, Putin killed him, right? The initial autopsy that was done said that he died from SDS, or sudden death syndrome, where and I'm sure you guys have seen these. There's been videos going on where people are just literally, you know, they might be playing basketball, and they just literally just drop.
Yeah.
Or playing soccer and just drop, right? Like, there's plenty of videos out there like this. But this is Russia's stance. They said that it was, you know, that's what Alex Navalny had. And you had everybody from our government, our administration, the president, many people saying no, Russia killed him. And it's funny because we actually did a, the United States did an actual intelligence report on this. And this headline reads, Vladimir Putin did not order death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, the U.S. intelligence finds. So we just somehow...
After they reported it like it was fact for months.
No. At the time, Biden said the U.S. did not know exactly what happened to Navalny, but that, quote, there is no doubt that his death was the consequence of something that Putin and his thugs did. That was from our own president.
No doubt.
No doubt. And so I just think that's interesting with all this vaccine stuff. I think, now you have a very interesting theory about what you think they're going to do with this vaccine, all right, with the adverse reaction side of it. And I think it's very, very interesting because, you know, here we are. It's almost May.
Motherfucker, I see the future. Why the fuck you think I'm here in life?
Bro, listen.
I know what the fuck's going on.
Here we are in May. We got November coming up very, very quickly.
Now all of a sudden the deaths are coming out and they're going to say, oh, Trump, Operation Warp Speed, fucking crimes against humanity. And all of the same people who were hysterical about saying, you better get the vaccine, you grandma killed piece of shit, fuck you, for three fucking years, are now going to fucking turn that energy on Trump.
Yeah.
It's exactly what's going to
happen.
Because
they're losing and, those same people right now, bro.
I know.
They're losing
because
them.
Of the fucking Israel-Palestine shit.
Yeah, bro.
I know.
So what better way to get them back?
Yep. Well, guys, go back and find all my clips of saying that for the last 3 years so that we can be sure to put them in the show whenever this happens.
Fuck, man. Anything on this, Andy?
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. Like everything else that we fucking cover. Like everything else these people do. Yeah. Listen, we got lied to, we got played, we got manipulated, we got turned against each other, we got divided for money, for distance of the ability to be unified against what's going on. They closed our schools, they closed the pubs because the seeds of revolutions happen in taverns. They fucking stole the fucking middle class's money. They made people watch their loved ones die over Zoom. They didn't allow them to have funerals, but they let hundreds of thousands and millions of people protest in the streets, didn't say a fucking thing with George Floyd. Got a gold casket, by the way, while you couldn't even go to fucking go up to the casket because you couldn't be close to anybody when your fucking loved ones died, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. They forced you to take this vaccine or fire you. They fired fucking millions of people. And now they're saying, oh, the job growth of Biden has been the best in history ever. Yeah, because you fucking fired everybody and now they're not firing anybody anymore and we need the workforce. It's a complete fucking lie that all these little kids on college campuses are fucking eating up and these dumb suburban housewives are eating up and these dumb motherfucking leftists are eating up. Oh, the economy's great. Best job growth ever. Yeah, what happened right before that? Oh, they made everybody stay home. They ruined the economy. The economy went to an all-time low. They closed all the middle-class businesses. They let all the fucking big businesses that their buddies open stay open. They fucking closed all the taverns, all the schools. They fucking made you take a vaccine or you're fired. There was no economy, no fucking jobs. And now they're saying, oh, we got the greatest job growth in the history of the United States. And people are buying it.
I mean, that's word.
Bro,
itself,
listen, man. Dude.
Job creation. It doesn't mean jobs filled.
Oh, and who's getting those jobs?
Mm. It's funny you say that. Did you see the...
Why don't you go look at the data as to who's getting the new jobs? Mm-hmm. It's not fucking Americans.
No, in fact, the Secretary of the Navy just came out and said that they're planning to invest like $15 billion in our naval ports to build the ships and fill those jobs with immigrants.
I know.
It's insane, man. It's insane. This domino effect, though, man. I think within the next my if I was to place a bid, I would say within the next few months you will see Pfizer fall. You'll see what's the other one?
They're all going to blame Trump.
J&J. You'll see all of those guys coming out. Yep. Hey, yep, nope. It does cause it. Yep. It does
and
cause
he,
it.
And he fucking walked right into it.
Walked right into it, man. Walked right into it. Guys, jump down in this conversation. Let us know what you guys think down in the comments. Jump in on this and let us know what you guys think. With that being said, man, let's get to our third and final headline. I found somebody. I think I want you to do a vote. Who's funnier?
Me.
Me. It's me or this other guy I'm about to show.
It's the other guy. Yeah, it's the other guy. Has to be.
All right, motherfucker. Mark.
What do you think back there?
Right. Y'all don't even know who it is yet.
You're going DJ?
That's what I'm talking about, Joe.
Motherfucker, you guys are getting close over there in your neighborhood, huh? You guys, are you? I ride for my people. Are you guys, do you got a microphone on? I got to ask you a serious question. Are you guys exploring each other's bodies yet?
Excuse me?
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
It sounds like it.
What the fuck does that even mean? What does that mean?
You know.
No, I don't. No. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
What does that mean, Andy?
Don't play dumb on the show.
Rubbing bacon grease on
That's right. Playing tummy sticks.
What the fuck is that?
Sword fighting.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is tummy sticks, man?
Being wiener cousins.
He's just making shit up now.
No, I ain't. Man, that's all real shit.
What is tummy sticks, Andy? That's not a real thing.
This is this guy play dumb like he don't know. Like he didn't just play. Like he didn't just win tummy sticks the whole weekend. All right, let's fucking see what you got.
That's
here.
Fucked up, man. All that's right. Fucked up. All right. Who's funnier, me or Biden?
Oh, you're definitely funnier.
All right than Biden. Then. Yeah. All right.
I'll take that.
Goddamn credit. We had the...
I thought... Bro, come on, man. I can't say what I want to say.
No, say what you want to say.
I can't, because it's rude.
Say it.
No, I can't.
All right.
Bragging about beating Biden's like getting a...
Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, I know. Don't all make right. me go there.
Hello, kid.
I will go dark. All right.
Ain't nobody safe.
Yeah.
So we had the White House press correspondence dinner. All right. Biden had a few jokes. And I think we should just take this opportunity to kind of rate who does a better job. All right. And like you can be fair, right? We saw that with London, right? In the comments, you can be fair. Yeah. Let's be fair. All right. So here's Biden's. I got a clip here for Biden's little spiel. Here it is.
I like to think of myself as pretty fucking fair.
Yeah, you're fair. Yeah.
I might scream and yell and shit, but I'm fair.
Oh, you're fair.
Yeah,
you're fair. No, you're fair.
Yeah, I'm
facts
fair.
Are facts.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just unemotional. People are not really used to that. Unemotional truth. Yeah. So here's Biden.
Maps take dirt naps.
Huh?
What?
What does that mean?
What? Just keep going.
If you think your Irish grandparents are wondering, my great-great-grandparents would get here in 1846 and went, what in the hell's going on? I want to thank you for the warm welcome, but please, not so loud. Donald was listening. Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again. Kelly O'Donnell, President of the White House Correspondents Association, thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir.
But Kelly O, let's be honest. You're way too young to be president. It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife Jill was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry, just like riding a bike. She says, that's what I'm worried about.
Okay, that was pretty decent.
That was okay.
That was pretty decent.
That was all right. I'll give credit. That was a good one. He has his moments.
Of course, the 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great.
How's he a six-year-old when they're trying to say he's too old to run for office?
I mean, he was calling Trump a six-year-old.
Yeah, I know that. But like what I'm saying
he
is
just like six-year-olds.
Now they're huh?
He likes six-year-olds. That's, I know he does. That's all he can think about.
Yeah. That's why he's up there sniffing.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to sniff him out.
Mm-hmm. Damn, there's none here.
Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
Racist.
Yeah, because you were alive back then, motherfucker.
Speaking of history, did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle? Quote, Gettysburg. Wow. Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again. But look, age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Oh, look at this fucking seal clapping. Look at this.
I had a great sketch since the State of the Union. Well, Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather.
Oh!
Look at Pritzker, that fat
fuck.
What
the
hell? Look how fucking fat that
Trump's
motherfucker
so
is.
Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles.
Guy hasn't seen
selling.
His dick since Vietnam.
Then he got to the First Commandment.
Zero chance. He walks around at things like fucking this little big. It's like it looks like a little fucking, you
little
know.
Red Rocket.
Yeah.
A little Red Rocket, bro.
It looks like a fucking Audi.
Mm.
All right. Think keep it moving.
Is he circumcised? You think he's?
I mean, he already ate seven times. You know what I'm saying? You know he's the richest politician in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay.
By a lot.
Yeah.
By shit ton.
So imagine that you are one of these rich fucks. By the way, there's no black people there. Just so we're clear, it's all fucking upper echelon white people at this fucking mm-hmm. event.
Yeah.
Which is the two categories.
Well, no, there's black people there. They're probably working.
Remember when they did that with the masks?
They did that. Yeah. I'm not playing. It's real shit.
They made all the servants wear masks while they fucking galloped around at the Met Gala. Anyway, imagine being, because only two people that vote for these fucks are people that are, that's the biggest lie of the whole thing. That these people are for the people. The only two classes that vote for these people are people who are elite wealthy, meaning multi hundred millionaire, billionaire class, or fucking complete poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine being one of these fucking rich ass motherfuckers watching this dude being like, I know this guy's a complete moron, but he's the only hope we have. I'm going to give him fucking ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah, $100 million.
Like, imagine how fucking stupid you must feel.
Pretty fucking stupid. About as stupid as his wife looks in that fucking dress.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Trump's so funny. Desperate, he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the First Commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me. Look, being here is a reminder that folks think what's going on in Congress is political theater. That's not true. If Congress were theater, they'd have thrown out Lauren Boebert a long time ago.
And it wasn't just him. You had another guy in there.
There's no black people there.
No.
And these people are always talking about.
Oh, no, there's one. There's one. There's one.
Well, that's so they can say.
There was a black person there.
I got black friends.
That's exactly what that
is. I'm not racist. I got black friends.
Yeah, no. We let him come to the Met Gala.
That's right.
Let him come to the press conference.
And I would like to point out, it's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake. While Donald Trump has spent the past week falling asleep in court every morning. Though Fox News said he was just being anti-woke. We are all here tonight at Nerd Prom,
It's exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, Matt Gaetz is at regular prom, but...
Yeah. It was, you know...
You ever notice how these people are not funny at all?
At all. At all.
Like, why is it that the other side's the funny side, and we're they funny. Have no sense of humor?
We're fucking funny.
No, we are.
I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Yeah.
Even you, London.
Yeah.
London.
Fucker.
Is the other word back here?
Butt fucker. What?
Fucking, what did you call it? Tummy sticks?
Tummy sticks champion.
He won something in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just interesting. And like, you know, like I said, I think, I mean, just find a like little culmination here, man, you know, because everything is kind of like ticking away for Biden right now. Polls has Trump up. He's been holding that spot. And I think they're still lying about that fucking percentage there. Like, bro, no doubt. Man. There's no way he still has 43%.
No way.
But according to national polls.
Bro, you know how many people we've seen message us or email us or even in like
them,
DMs
bro.
Or people on TikTok? Dude, they want to shut TikTok down because everybody on TikTok woke up.
They have no control of that algorithm.
That's right.
That's what it really is.
They
have zero control.
The FBI can't call TikTok and say, hey, do this. And they're not willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because China tells them fuck off.
Yeah, that's right. Bro, they say, oh, this is about China surveilling you. Yeah, okay, so we allow you surveil us?
Right.
You know, like.
We can't let them surveil you because if they surveil, we can't surveil you.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
Bro, you know what I don't like the most?
What don't you like?
Is Joe Biden's fucking crooked ass smile that he does.
Mm.
That crooked ass fucking greasy politician fucking smile.
I don't like
it. Bro, he's going to burn in hell, bro. For
oh,
real.
Bro.
For real.
This could be so hot.
Yeah.
So
he'd
hot.
Be down there with Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying?
Heard they call you Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, but the thing is, the thing is they'll be fucking two peas in a pod.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fuck, man. It's going to be so hot down there. Fuck. Yeah, fuck these guys, man.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Guys, jumping on the conversation. How did the White House Correspondents' Dinner go? I also heard something,
I think I should be president.
Yeah?
Yeah, just for pure entertainment volume. Mm. I would fucking fix everything, and you guys will laugh your ass off.
It'd be funny. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. can I be the press secretary?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd do a better job than
KGB. Oh, yeah. You'd
KGB.
Be great at that.
You know, I saw something. Apparently, you know, they tried to fire her. And then you I feel like you
they
said
couldn't
something.
Fire her because she's black,
bro,
and lesbian and fucking immigrant.
Where did you see that before? Because
didn't we talk about it?
No,
it was on the news.
It. Yeah.
They were trying to fire her. They can't fire her.
Yeah. Now they're coming out saying, no.
Oh, I know what it was. I saw it and I screenshot it, sent it to you.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They tried to fucking fire her and like, yeah, no. Now they're backpedaling off of it. Oh, we never tried that. Yeah. Because they don't want to get fucking sued. Anyways. Guys, jump in on this conversation. Let us know down in the comments what
you guys
think.
I am the first black, lesbian, Native American, import, export, universal, fellatio giving, dark
like,
person.
Just like Kamala.
Yeah.
How old is she?
I am the first mentally disabled
She's
press secretary.
49 years old.
Who?
KGB.
No way.
She's 49.
Well, I mean, I'll give her credit. She don't look 49. She doesn't. Yeah, I know. Black don't crack, bro.
That shit do not crack, bro. She don't crack at all. Yeah. I thought she was like fucking 30. She looks young.
Yeah. She does.
That's
give her credit, dude. She looks
that's
really young.
Adrenochrome, bro.
Yeah. No shit. Sucking them baby bloods.
I'm just saying, bro. She's 30. She's 49 years old. That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
That's crazy. Because
she definitely don't look it.
She don't look it at all.
Well, and part of it is the dumb shit she says makes her seem young, too.
That's what
like
it is.
Like, she's just a dumb bitch.
Yeah. Well,
shit.
The shoe fix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, let's get to our final segment. I got a good one for you guys. This is our final segment of the show, as always. Our thumbs up are dumb as fuck, all right? Now, this is where we bring a headline up. We talk about it. It'll get one of those... two options. So with that being said, our thumbs up or dumb as fuck headline reads, black dog turns completely white 2.5 years after being diagnosed with vitiligo, as incredible photos detail his color changing transformation.
Is his name Sammy Sosa? Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson. Oh. What the fuck was that?
That was his thing. Do it. You can't do it that
good. I'm not doing that. Right. I can't do it.
Because you fucking can't beat that.
So, vitiligo, the condition that famously affected Michael Jackson, causes pale white patches to develop on the human skin. But as one dog owner can attest, the rare disorder affects animals as well. Buster, an adorable four-year-old dog based in Oklahoma, has turned from black to completely white due to his vitiligo. Photos posted to Reddit show the pooch's incredible color-changing transformation in the space of 2.5 years. Vitiligo is a condition in which the pigment cells of the skin are destroyed in certain areas of the body, but it affects fur and hair as well as skin. Now, here's Buster before the transformation. And this is Buster now.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
It definitely looks like the same guy. I don't care. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah. Now, it's not clear why vitiligo occurs, but it's believed it happens when something interferes with cells that produce melanin. That's the substance that gives skin and hair its color. Since the photos were posted to Reddit by Buster's owner, Matt Smith, based in Oklahoma City, the story has gone viral. My boy Buster, 4-year-old, has completely changed from black to white over the course of the last 2.5 years, Matt said. Buster has the skin condition vitiligo, causes depigmentation of the skin. So here's the transformation of Buster, right? So this is how it started, right? And then he just slowly started turning over the years. And as he got older, he finally, as he got older, last...
He's only 4, right?
Yeah. 4 years, that's where he finished up.
Bro, he looks majestic.
He does look majestic.
Yeah. He looks like he's very wise.
Looks very nonviolent.
I wonder if he bites people less.
I don't know. Well, story has it, apparently Buster just applied to become a cop.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up, dude. Is this real? You're a fucking liar.
The story also says...
That's not the same dog, motherfucker.
Story also says he's turned back to become a full-time father again. He came back on his puppies.
Bro, I got no comment on that. That's up to you.
It might be a ribbon or a trophy.
Woo! That's not funny. That's not funny. I'm not laughing.
Dad is home, kids. he also has a credit card to PetSmart. Just got approved.
Bro, I got no comment. You know what? Hey, everybody, I'm writing him up. I'm writing him up just so you know. He's going to suffer an appropriate
Such
punishment.
Such a distinguished gentleman.
Yeah.
Went from stealing your toys
to hanging with his boys. Oh, man.
Fuck, man, this is great. No, I can't make this shit up. To donate them to Salvation Army. All right, I'm done. That's it. Andy, what do we got on this?
All right, guys, that's the show. Don't be a hoe.
Wait. You gotta give me some, what we got.
Oh.
What is this?
I thought we were
I lied. You like dogs.
Yeah, I give him a thumbs up.
Thumbs up for Buster?
Yeah.
I bet you do now.
I know you do, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, it's my boy. I fuck with Buster. Good day,
bro,
sir.
Motherfucker, you're that black cop from Boys in the Hood, bro. You ever seen that part?
I've seen the movie. I remember that part.
That's DJ.
Nope.
All right. Thumbs up for Buster.
All right, thumbs up, Buster. Good job, man. Wish you well. Stay safe out there. And, guys, Andy, that's all I got.
All right, don't be a hoe.
Show the show.
Sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on.